Hello?
Good afternoon. My name is Al from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you at least 18 years and a legal resident of Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Now, do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Secure of a firearm?
Yes.
Yes, it's the responsibility of those who own it, yes.
Thank you. And now, a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. We support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe?
Yeah.
About a lock container or case?
Long as it's locked, yeah.
Thank you. And how about a lock box or other device that it's designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, will you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock?
Yes.
Thank you. How about a combination lock?
Yes.
And last one, a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's fine.
Thank you very much. Now, if a firearm is in a storage device such as a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and it's also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Now, if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely?
Yes.
Thank you. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
I don't think I understand that question.
Once again, searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
That's an interesting one. So what if I just can't answer that one, because that question is not as clear for me.
Okay, no problem. We are almost done here. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Just a few more questions and we're done. Will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it.
I don't see how the minor could do that. Based on all the things you told me, a minor should not be able to get to that, especially if the bullets are not in there. But that's not answering your question, is it? Would I support a law? What about law? Read that law to me again. You got too many questions. You tell the person who made this. This is too many questions.
Yeah, we're almost done here. We're about 80%. The question says, will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
Can't answer that question. It's not a good question.
No problem. Thank you so much. Now, prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, just a few more questions in terms of your personal political party identification. Do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. May I know what is your age?
67.
Thank you. Which one of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo?
African American.
Thank you. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male, female?
Female.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience today.
Now, who is your sponsor?
Oh, we're calling from Opinion Research. The sponsor, we don't know. We don't really know.
Okay.
In order to not influence your opinion.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
We're done though, right? All right. Okay.
Yes. Have a good day, man.
Mm-hmm.